Welcome to week 13, everybody. That is right. It is the last week of the fantasy regular season. This is the Sleeper Wire show. It is the weekend preview for week 13. I'm your host, Professor Chris. And as usual, back here with Prophet Hoos. What's going on, man?
Oh, man. I wish I could tell you I'm doing good, but this is sad times are here. The sad times. What are we supposed to do when we don't have fantasy football to play?
You know what? Don't think about that, man. Don't think about that. We'll cross that bridge when that time comes. Oh, man. But you know what? We also got the guy. You know him. You love him. Primetime Lucas. How's it going?
It's going well, and I have an answer for Hoos. As soon as we don't have fantasy football to play, we just start prepping for next season.
Yep.
No, that's when we start.
It's a very brief time for us.
It's when we start watching significantly more Pacer games.
Pacer games?
From Indiana, man. I mean, I may live in Minnesota now, but I'm from Indiana.
All right. I mean, I guess, you know, they got a shot in the East. We'll see.
Oh, they're so
good. I wish I could say I'll be watching more Knick games, but that won't happen.
Yeah, that'll depress you more than not having fantasy football.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, all right, guys. Let's go ahead and jump into the show. We have no more teams on bye. That Chiefs and Rams bye week was the last one that we had to deal with. You know, missing Todd Gurley, missing Patrick Mahomes, all the other guys last week. It was pretty hard on a lot of fantasy teams. We do not have to deal with that anymore. But Hoos, Lucas, you know what that means. We have a lot to talk about tonight.
Woohoo!
Let's crank it out.
All right, guys, another good show for you. We've got the start sit for each one of the games, flex those muscles segment, and the streamer wire segment at the end where we talk about streaming quarterback and tight end options. Let's go ahead and get into the matchups. We are recording this about a half hour before the Saints and Cowboys Thursday night football game. Lucas, you are a Cowboys fan. You think they actually have a chance?
I mean, they have a chance. It's football. They have a chance. It is in Dallas, which is kind of what gives them that chance. I don't think the Cowboys are going to win this game.
So maybe within seven.
Yeah. I mean, if the Cowboys are able to put up 20, if they're able to put up 27 to 30 points, I would be surprised, because the Saints defense over the last 3 weeks have looked like the best defense in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Something happened.
They've turned a corner. They have turned a corner, and let's be honest, they're winning the Super Bowl. The Saints are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, the NFC is going to come down to the wire. It's going to be some combination of Saints, Rams, Vikings. I still think the Vikings are going to be in there, but they're going to be fighting for that. One of those three teams is going to be in the Super Bowl this year.
I would agree. One of those three teams being Saints or Rams.
One of those teams is losing to my Colts in the Super Bowl this year.
Five straight.
You know, it can happen.
Hey, you know who else has a winning streak in that division?
Yeah, I know.
The Texans.
I know.
The Texans. And the Colts were part of that winning streak.
But you know what? If the Colts win out, then they can get the wild card. So they don't have to get the division.
Ah, they can win out. You know, easy, right?
Easy. Yeah, easy. All right, guys, let's go ahead and jump into the Sunday matchups. Kicking it off here, Chicago Bears travel to New York to take on the Giants. Chase Daniels once again going to get the start behind center for the Bears. Jordan Howard, 3 straight weeks under 10 fantasy points in PPR leagues. Had 7 carries last week for 13 yards. Both of those were his lowest of the season. Only 3 receptions in the last 3 weeks. Hoos, would you drop Jordan Howard to pick up a handcuff, maybe a Spencer Ware or a Malcolm Brown or a Giovanni Bernard? Is Howard droppable to pick up a handcuff?
Shit, man. You know what? I mean, like, I want to say no, But then stick to you're never going to feel confident starting him, I don't
except
think.
Except for this week.
I don't know. They, I don't know. I mean, I feel like they even like that guy. Who was that guy? Mizell or whatever it was. He's kind of like the same kind of scat back as Cohen. But he's just another guy taking up field space when Howard's, you know, supposed to be there. I mean, maybe when it gets it's supposed to get colder this week. I think it's supposed to be kind of – it's a little frigid down there. So we could start to see it from Howard. But we've been saying this for some time, and it just hasn't happened.
Howard, Howard's getting – oh, man, that's tough.
I would rather have Spencer Ware or Malcolm Brown. I think I would. It's disgusting to say. And it could bite you in the buns. But please, it could also, like, help you a lot if your opponent picks him up, starts him, thinks he's going to do something, and he does squat.
All right, Lucas,
please
go
don't
ahead.
Drop. Yeah, but I can't. It hurts me. Please don't drop Howard. Please. He's still getting 70% of the snap counts to
seven carries was 70%?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus. I mean, Chris Hogan's getting a lot of snaps, too.
Look, I will say this. I had to make this decision about 20 minutes before we started the show, looking for some handcuffs in one of my leagues. I do have Jordan Howard, and I haven't played him in probably 6 or 7 weeks. But I could not pull the trigger on dropping Jordan Howard. I wanted to, but I couldn't do it because I had this feeling, oh, if I drop him, someone else is going to pick him up. But I was like, you know what? Let him have him. But I still couldn't bring myself to drop him.
No, I think fair. Howard has a I think Howard has a big week this week.
Okay.
And watch, he'll come out and do it, just especially after I said just go ahead and drop
him. There we go. Tariq Cohen was not really any better on the ground, but he did catch 7 passes for 45 yards and a touchdown. He is a good flex option for sure against the Giants in PPR leagues. Who's Anthony Miller or Allen Robinson? Robinson's got 5 catches for 76 yards over the last 2 weeks. Miller has 5 catches for 66 yards and a touchdown over the last 2 weeks. So neither one has had a good week for either of the last 2 weeks. Are you playing either guy? And if so, who would you rather play?
I think I'd rather play Miller just because we've seen better rapport with him and Chase Daniel. So yeah, I'd lean Miller.
What about you, Lucas?
That's tough. I think I'm still going to give the edge to Allen Robinson right now because over the last 2 weeks, Miller has only had 7 targets also, 66 yards rather, and 5 receptions over those 2 weeks. I still have to give the edge to Allen Robinson, but I don't want to start either of them until Trubisky's back.
Yeah, I completely agree. Trey Burton, I think he's still a good tight end option in this, you know, horrible position. Guys, do you remember the last time we had a tight end year this bad? I can't recall one.
I feel like it's most years. I think that we were spoiled. We've been spoiled in recent years, but that's why everyone says draft tight ends late unless you get one of the guaranteed studs, which are not even guarantees anymore. We saw what happened with Gronk. Take your tight ends late. Load up on running backs.
Yeah, I mean, it's so disgusting. I think this year is worse just because you're seeing a range of, I think last year, your top 12 guys were close to tight end ones. Now your top 12 guys are not all tight end ones, even though they're classified as a tight end one. They're not.
I mean, do you
they're not scoring.
Do you think the people who took Zach Ertz over Alex Collins in the fourth round are pissed about it?
Oh, heck no. I mean, you won there. But, I mean, between Ertz, Kelsey, I mean, if you whiffed with Gronk. So, I mean, he's probably going to still be a top 5 guy the rest of the season. Ebron's a huge pleasant surprise.
Oh, my God. We're going to get into him later.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on. Let's move to the Giants side of the ball. Eli Manning, you can't play this guy against the Bears. Saquon Barkley, here is a stat for this guy. I looked this up today. He only has 3 games this season out of 11 where he didn't score a touchdown. Isn't that ridiculous? And that's talking about either a receiving touchdown or a rushing touchdown. 11 games, only 3 where he didn't score a touchdown.
Hey, where are those people at that say Giants should have drafted a quarterback? Let's be honest. No quarterback that was drafted after Saquon Barkley would have made the Giants a better team this year.
No.
Oh, totally agree.
No, I mean, if Mayfield was there, obviously we could be having a different argument. But he wasn't, so.
But even if it was Mayfield and Barkley, Mayfield wouldn't have made the Giants better than Barkley has made the Giants this season.
I mean, we could have got Mayfield and then got Chubb, so.
Yeah, could have. Yep, could have, should have, would have. So,
yeah.
Odell Beckham Jr. Damn you, Chris. Yeah, OBJ has been great for most of the season. Evan Engram missed last week after injuring his hamstring in pregame warmups, but he is optimistic about playing this week. But here's my question, guys. We've talked about this for a couple weeks and really brought it up a couple weeks ago, how you got to go pick this guy up if he's on waivers. I've swung the other way. I think he can be dropped if you have another option, even for a guy like Kyle Rudolph. Would either of you consider dropping Evan Engram?
Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
He can't stay on the field all season long. Good talent, but can't stay on the field. The offense is running through Barkley, and then you have OBJ, and then Sterling Shepard has stepped up many times this season. So Ingram's just not been a factor.
So if you see him on waivers, you're leaving him there?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I would.
I might, if I have a spot, and as for a backup tight end, I might take him, but he's just with those guys that, okay, I'm looking to see what is available kind of thing. I'm not dropping somebody good for him.
Give me Herndon.
What about Trey Burton?
I would take Trey Burton over him.
Herndon.
Oh man, I'd take Herndon over him.
Really?
Yeah. Easy. Right. I mean, he's healthy, he's getting targets.
All right, we're gonna talk about him later as well. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game though. Arizona Cardinals at Green Bay Packers. Larry Fitzgerald, only 4 catches for 53 yards the last 2 weeks combined, but 3 of those 4 catches have been touchdowns. Is he a must start against Green Bay or a flex option at best, Lucas?
He's still a start for me.
Who's still about you?
Yeah, flex at best, I'll say.
I'm going flex at best as well. David Johnson had a down game last week after it looked like he was back, only 9.9 PPR points. Still a guy you got to play, in my opinion. Lucas, we were talking about this before the show. I asked a question that I'm going to ask a little bit later as well. But you brought up something interesting that you might consider playing this guy over David Johnson. That was David Johnson or Austin Eckler. So I'll kick this one to you first. Who would you rather play this week?
Give me Eckler. Give me Eckler.
Over DJ.
I don't even like DJ. I've never really been a DJ fan. I've liked him in the sense that he will catch 80 balls or so. Other than that, I've always been a DJ hater. The guy doesn't rush well at all. People can say whatever they want. He's not a good rusher. He just hasn't been in the NFL in his career. Look at his numbers. He hasn't been a good rusher. He just hasn't been.
So
numbers prove everything to me. I mean, obviously, he should be used more, but he's just not getting that. In the role that he should be getting, which is getting at least 100 targets in a PPR league, this is where he flourishes. He's not saying that.
No, he's not. So you're going to go Eckler. What about you, Lucas?
Yeah, I'm going Eckler also with the total volume that they should have. And a lot of this is also matchup based. I'm not a huge fan of Arizona having to travel to Green Bay this week.
Okay. Let's move on over to the Packers side of the ball. Aaron Rodgers, you got to play this guy at home against Arizona. Aaron Jones has been great. Guys, I got to admit, much better than I thought he was going to be. I thought Jamal Williams was going to be the guy. This was a big miss on my part. 17 carries for 72 yards and a touchdown last week. Getting work in the receiving game as well. He is a must start at this point. If you got him, you are super happy, and you got to keep playing him in that lineup. I want to take a second and talk about Davante Adams here.
Let's do it.
Yes, because we don't really talk about him much, and the fantasy community doesn't really talk about him much, and that's the point I'm trying to make here. 77 catches for 1,022 yards in the season. This is his first season with over 1,000 yards. Here's another great stat. Adams' worst game of the season was 6 for 40 and a touchdown. That's his worst game in PPR leagues when it comes to, like, fantasy points for the day. That's the worst. 6 for 40 and a touchdown. In fact, there's only one game this entire season where he didn't have a touchdown or over 100 yards, and that was week 4 against Buffalo. And with no touchdown or 100 yards, he still went 8 catches for 81 yards. We don't hear this guy mentioned with the top 5 wide receivers very often, or the top ones. We talk about Thielen. We talk about Tyreek Hill. We talk about Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham Jr., Juju Smith-Schuster. But Adams is the wide receiver 3 on the season. I still don't think he's getting the respect that he deserves from the fantasy community. Is it just because he's been so consistent we don't even need to talk about him?
It's a style points thing. when you're talking about the best wide receivers, you're looking for the flashy guys that are on prime time doing big things. And he just hasn't been that guy. That he's been quietly one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. And that's what it is that he's just been quiet about it. He's Aaron Rodgers' number one guy. He's putting up, he's getting volume. He's scoring a touchdown almost every single week that it feels like. But, you know, he's not going up and making these crazy one-handed grabs that put him on SportsCenter the next morning. Right. He's not a SportsCenter wide receiver, if that makes sense. He's not a top 10 play the next morning kind of guy. He's just the guy that's putting up numbers for you. So perfect for fantasy. Just hasn't quite, you know, not on that sex appeal level that Hopkins is, you know, between his legs making, you know, ridiculous catches.
He is easily the most consistent. The most consistent wide receiver one.
100%.
I mean, look at what Michael Thomas has done. Michael Thomas has given you duds. But he's never done that.
Yeah.
Adams hasn't done that.
People need to be talking about Devontae Adams more.
Yeah. And the main thing that people have to look at is, okay, you have a talented player. Now, how much does this team need him to have a good game? If Devontae Adams has a terrible game, there's a pretty good chance that the Packers are having a bad day. If Michael Thomas puts up a goose egg, well, there's still a chance that the Saints put up 50 points.
Well, let me ask you this. If you were wanting to trade, consider just any trade that has Devontae Adams in it. If you were, sending or trying to trade for Devontae Adams, either way, who do you think is going to get more in a trade? Juju or Adams?
Adams.
Really? I'm not quite so sure.
Yeah, I am.
I don't know about
Juju's competing with AB. Juju's competing.
He almost had put up 200 yards his last game.
No,
what it is look, here's the problem with Adams. Adams has only four games where he has over 100 yards, and that's the frustrating part.
The rest of them, he has touchdowns.
Yes, but he has Aaron Rodgers throwing to him, and he has no competition.
But look at what Juju has. Juju has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games with over 100 yards already. Now, granted, the touchdowns aren't there. This is why Juju appears to be more sexy, because he gets the yards.
Exactly. That's the point I'm trying to make, is that Juju might net you more in a trade than Adams would, when it's clearly Adams is the better fantasy wide receiver.
I agree. I think Juju, you could possibly get more if you pair something with him. Yeah, I agree.
For sure. Yeah. Real quick, guys, for those of you listening, if you keep hearing a ding in the background, Hoos needs to apologize for that. He's got a smoke detector that he can't reach, apparently. So we're just going to deal with that. All right. Lastly, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, drop him. Super disappointing. He is losing people weeks. Get rid of him. Moving on, Indianapolis Colts at Jacksonville Jaguars. Andrew Luck, I'm going to gush about him for a second. This guy is on fire. Eight straight weeks of more than 20 fantasy points. Eight straight weeks with at least 3 passing touchdowns. That's tied for the second longest single season streak in NFL history. The offensive line has been amazing. Their number, first round pick, left guard Quentin Nelson, is a tremendous player. Honestly, this guy might get offensive rookie of the year, if he could get it in the AFC as well. This guy is an amazing offensive lineman. And this was a great stat. Luck was sacked last week for the first time since week 5. Guys, last week was week 12. So 6 games without a sack after he got hit so much in his career. Threw for 285 yards and 3 touchdowns against Jacksonville 3 weeks ago. You got to fire him up. The man's just on fire right now. Marlon Mack had a good week last week before a concussion knocked him out. He did return to practice on Thursday. He's still questionable for this week. If he plays, are you starting him, Hoos?
Yeah. I mean, if he plays, sure. You got to roll him out there. We've seen, he's a stud Lee. I'll throw the Lee in there. He's a stud Lee kind of player whenever he does roll out, so sure.
Well, Lucas, if Marlon Mack is out, if he misses due to the concussion, is Nyheim Hines an automatic play in a PPR league?
I don't know about an automatic. I don't know about an automatic purely because we don't have any teams on bye right now, so people have a lot of depth. So he is a decent play, but he's not going to be an automatic because a lot of people have deep teams.
Yeah. And yeah, guys, he is out there on waivers. I picked him up in probably four or five leagues this week just in case Marlon Mack misses. So go look for him. If he's out there, he's going to be a good stash, at least until Sunday when we hear that, you know, Marlon Mack is in.
Yeah.
T.Y. Hilton is back. He returned to practice. 16 catches, 280 yards, and two touchdowns over the last 2 weeks. You got to play this guy. Jack Doyle got a kidney injury last week and has been placed on the IR. Hopefully no one dropped Eric Ebron. That would have been a dumb move. We never would have recommended that. But he's going to be a top five tight end the rest of the season. He's a tight end three right now, but without
Chris,
Jack Doyle.
Can we quickly talk about, because I know you noticed it, and I scratched the out of my head. I'm sorry. I know we usually don't curse as much on the show, but I scratched the fuck out of my head because I saw Ebron so low and Doyle so high. Doyle was a top three tight end last week, and I was just like, "What the heck? Am I missing something?"
Like rank on in rankings?
Yeah, like among the experts, I do the Eric
like a Fantasy Pros ranking or something like that.
Yeah,
I have no clue, man. Like we've been saying on this show. Almost every single week that Jack Doyle has been playing, I've asked both of you guys, Doyle or Ebron, this weekend, rest of season. I think we've been on the Ebron train all year.
If you have Ebron, you know. If you have him, you know. He's been...
And if you've played against him, you know.
Yeah, if you play,
if you know, you know. If you know, you know, basically.
You know.
Hashtag push your teeth.
Yeah, man, 12 touchdowns on the season, one rushing, that's great. Cody Kessler is getting the start over Blake Bortles. So, we'll talk about this here in a second. Leonard Fournette suspended for a week for really injecting himself into a fight that had nothing to do with him in the first place. Yeah, just absolutely dumb. You know, honestly, if he'd been part of the play and then gotten to a fight, you know, he probably still would have been ejected for throwing punches. Maybe it wouldn't have been a suspension because he was part of the play. But he had nothing to do with this, and he came in throwing punches. I bet this appeal, like, they looked at this for about 30 seconds. They're like, you know, we're not throwing this out.
You punched the dude.
Look at
did. Just for appealing. You know what? For making me think about it again, we're going to add another game on.
That's
this
should
be two games.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Who's Carlos Hyde or TJ Yeldon this week to replace Fournette if you had to play one?
I'm going to go Yeldon just off of what we've seen, but I've added Hyde in the few, so I kind of want Hyde. You know, obviously, for my selfish reasons. But, I mean, out of good sense, I'd say Yeldon.
What about you, Lucas? Hyde or Yeldon?
Yeldon for me. I haven't seen Hyde get a full workload there. I know we have no clue what the new OC is really thinking, but Yeldon has consistently been the guy when Fournette is out.
I'm going to go the opposite way. I think it's going to be Carlos Hyde getting the work. The Jags did fire offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett as well. So, guys, fire up that Colts defense. I think they are going to be able to, you know, get a few picks and a few interceptions and probably shut down good portions of the game.
And firing them up.
Yeah, I grabbed them in almost every single league that I didn't have the Ravens or whoever's playing the Bengals. So, again, the weekly gross question for you guys: Dante Moncrief, Dede Westbrook, or Keelan Cole? If you had to play one,
please Cole this week, please Cole.
I'm still on the Dede train.
I'm hoping that the coordinator, you know, knows, like, look, man, this guy was good. And granted, he dropped some balls, but it's a new quarterback now. He was clearly the most talented player on the team. You know, last year, you know, one game of the season, we had that Statue of Liberty catch. But, I mean, I think they got to give him more involved. They have to.
Dede's the best wide receiver on that team.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Lucas, what about you? Give me a name real quick.
I think Moncrief.
All right, so we helped nobody. There we go.
Let's be honest. Nobody is starting any wide receiver on that team. Yeah.
The Jaguar receivers help no one. So.
Yeah, that's true. Moving on, Browns at Texans. Baker Mayfield, guys, you got to relax on the four touchdowns. Chill out a little bit. That likely isn't happening against that Texans defense in Houston. That being said, is Baker Mayfield still a good start, yes or no?
Decent.
Streamable at best?
He's streamable. I'm probably not starting him this week, though.
I'll ask you some more questions about him a little bit later. Nick Chubb, this guy has been a monster. 20-plus carries for three straight weeks. 5 total touchdowns in that span. Had a rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown each of the last 2 weeks. You got to play Nick Chubb. If you were fortunate enough to pick him up off waivers, this could be the waiver wire pickup of the year. I mean, this guy's been great. Jarvis Landry, I've heard a lot of talk about people dropping him. Hoos, are you there yet? He's got 11 catches and 102 total yards the last three games combined. Are you at the point where you're willing to drop Landry?
I don't know if I want to drop him, but I mean, I guess, and look, we keep talking about the star handcuffs, right? The Malcolm Brown, Spencer Ware's. If it's for those players, sure, because I'm just not going to start Landry.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, if it's for one of those huge lotto guys, sure, I'm taking them. I don't know if I'll take them for like I still rather Malcolm Brown and a Spencer Ware over a Gus Bradley over I don't want to say Adams because I like Adams more than
you mean
than,
Gus than, Edwards
than, yes Gus Edwards. I don't know why I said Gus Bradley.
Yeah,
I said Gus
Bradley?
Bradley on the damn I said Gus Bradley on the damn Pat Fitzmaurice show as well. I was like, he's like Gus Edwards. I'm like, yes. I don't know who the hell is Gus Bradley.
Oh man, I wish I'd been able to be on that show. That would have been awesome.
He wants you on. He says next show or so. So
all right,
he said that would be good to have you.
Tell him to text me. We're besties.
Yeah.
Now he'll have to hit me up great on guy. Twitter. Let's move on. David Njoku. He did take a bit of a fantasy break for a couple games, but returned to having a great season last week. 5 for 63 and a touchdown. That's his second best performance of the season. I think he's a must start in almost all leagues at this point. Let's move to the Texans. Deshaun Watson. Is he a must play? He's been solid. Let me ask you this. Deshaun Watson or Kirk Cousins on the road at New England this week, Lucas?
Ooh, that one's really tough. I think I would lean Deshaun.
Okay, what about
you? I like both of them.
I'm gonna go Cousins.
Yeah, I'm leaning Cousins as well, but that's for selfish reasons because I have him in like four leagues, and I'm wanting him to do well.
Yeah, we got him in the Scott Fish Bowl as well, where we made the playoffs, the second season, consecutive season.
We
so,
did.
Yeah, we need him to do well.
We do. Yep. Let's see, Lamar Miller, this guy just keeps getting it done recently. Four of his last five games have been awesome. That 97-yard touchdown was great for anyone who played him last week. And Hoos, what kind of matchup does he have this week?
What do you say? I'm sorry, who's that, Lamar?
Yeah. No, I'm just looking for the word that you used 2 weeks ago. Starts with a J.
Oh, juicy.
Juicy.
Ooh, juicy.
Got that juicy matchup
this week.
You got that
Tennessee matchup this week. Ooh.
Since week six, only the Eagles and Bengals have allowed more fantasy points per game to opposing running backs than the Browns. So is Lamar Miller a must play at this point? I think he is.
Yeah, I mean, after he did with what he gushed against Tennessee, he's just been – yeah, you got to roll him out. Whenever you rolled him out there, I think – at some point, like later on in the season, he's just kind of turned the corner and hasn't looked back, and he's paying dividends.
He was a fourth round pick that you didn't feel good about, but you never wanted to drop him, and now you're glad you didn't.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins is a definite stud. You're playing him no matter what. Keke Coutee once again hurt his hamstring last week. Lucas, is this going to be, could this be it for him for the season?
I'm so frustrated. I'm sitting here shaking my head as he read his name. The guy has so much talent, but he cannot stay healthy. And I don't know what it is about hamstrings this particular year that are having such an issue.
Or this particular player.
It kills me because he is extremely talented, and he would have a big season if he could stay on the field.
Yeah. Demaryius Thomas caught two touchdowns last week. It looks like he's gained some trust with Deshaun Watson. Who starts sit DT?
Start him.
Lucas, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, you can start him. He's been a good red zone target. He's not getting a ton of targets in the game, but you know, if he's catching touchdowns, you play him.
I was saying start DT since the trade, and then last 2 weeks ago I said don't start him on Thanksgiving or that week, and he blew up. Oh, moving on here. I'm excited for this next game. Carolina Panthers at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Cam Newton getting at least two touchdowns every single week, and he's got an awesome matchup this week as Hoos would say, ooh, juicy.
Juicy.
Christian McCaffrey is a beast every single week. He put up 46.7 fantasy points last week, which is the highest out of all players this season. Is he top five this week?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say so.
Yeah, he's right there on that verge for me.
Devin Funches has been dealing with a back injury, but he did return to practice on Thursday. DJ Moore has been awesome. Has he worked his way into must-start status for you, Lucas? 7 for 157 and a touchdown in Week 11. 8 for 91 last week, and he's got that phenomenal matchup. I think DJ Moore has to be in your lineup. What about you?
He's getting real close to that must-start. You probably are using him. He's on the verge.
Would you play Moore or Funches?
Moore, for sure.
Yeah, same here. What about you, Hoos?
Yeah, I mean, it's taken me so long to even like Devin Funches that when I started to like him, and I'm like, you know what? I've been a little too down on Devin Funches. It's time to boost him up. And as soon as I say it, just cliff.
Yeah.
Horrible. Cliff. Terrible.
Yep. Yeah, DJ Moore, I drafted him in one of my keeper leagues where you can keep a player at a two-round penalty. I think I got him in the 9th round just hoping, and then I dropped him after like 4 weeks because he wasn't doing a damn thing.
Question with keepers, and maybe the fans want to know, because I don't play in too many keepers. So when you have a free agent, right, say a James Conner, you know, you pick them up, even though I've drafted them, and maybe you have drafted them as well in a couple of leagues, kudos to you. But if you pick them up as a free agent, you're in a keeper league, what round are you keeping him at?
Do not keep him in the last round, because that is ridiculous and stupid.
Yeah, right.
That is such an overpowered thing to do.
Right. Through trial and error, we've done that. We allow any free agent – we allow you to keep them, but you have to keep them at whatever their ADP is going into the following season.
I think that's fair.
I like
think
that's ADP, fair. Plus
ADP going into the season.
ADP plus two.
I've heard round seven, and I thought that was ridiculous.
Yeah, cut it in half. Yeah, it kind of is. I like ADP plus two. So Connor's probably going to be a first or second round pick, so you can keep him in the third or fourth round.
That's fair.
I like that.
I do.
But yeah, keeping that's him in fair. The last round, leagues like that are just dumb. Yeah, guys, if you have one like that, I mean, you've benefited from that for sure, most likely, but come on. let's get back to the game here. Greg Olsen, you got to play this guy every week, basically. He's pretty great.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston, 300 plus yards, basically guaranteed, and you're also getting the picks. Start sit Jameis Winston against the Panthers.
I think you got to start him. I mean, in fairness to him, he didn't throw any picks last game.
Lucas, Winston or Baker?
Ooh, give me Winston.
Yeah, I'm leaning the same way here. Mike Evans, 6 for 120 yards and a touchdown 2 weeks ago. 6 for 116 this last week. He's had 6 of his 11 games go over 100 yards. It doesn't really feel like that, but 6 of his 11 over 100 yards. He's having a great season. Adam Humphries has caught a touchdown each of the last 2 weeks. Hoos, are you playing him against Carolina?
Yeah, I think you definitely have to start him. I think he's borderline wide receiver two range in the PPR. Just given off of what he's been doing, I mean, I think he's finished pretty much, I want to say, like in points, a top. Yeah, like a wide receiver two.
Yeah, he's been
a
top 20 guy.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, in high end, actually. I mean, last time he paid Carolina, he went off.
Would you play Humphries or Tyler Boyd?
Tyler Boyd.
I can't say Boyd under the new QB. I don't know if he's going to be able to support AJ and Boyd, so I'm going to say Humphries.
Okay.
Honestly, I think Driscoll is going to be better for them than Dalton was. Driscoll, he's taking shots downfield.
He can't be worse than Dalton's been the last few weeks.
Dalton's been awful. I think Driscoll's going to be better. I may be the only one that thinks this, but Driscoll scrambled, kept plays alive, threw the ball up. There's a 50-yard completion to Boyd that got called back because one of the other wide receivers wasn't set at the very end of the game. I'm not worried about Driscoll in terms of the skill position players.
Let's move on here. Cameron Brait, last player in this matchup. This guy catches touchdowns with Winston. You have heard Hoos and I talk about this for, what, years?
Yeah, at this point.
Real quick, Adam, you'll have to cut this part. So who's Cameron Brate or Greg Olsen in this matchup? Who would you rather play?
Guess I'd still roll with Olsen.
Yeah, Olsen for me. You too, Lucas?
Yeah, absolutely.
Moving on. Buffalo Bills at Miami Dolphins. A division game here in one of the weakest divisions in the NFL. Josh Allen, guys, how many passing touchdowns do you think he has on the season? Lucas, I'll let you go for it first.
How many total does he have so far?
How many passing touchdowns does he have on the season?
Five. Four, maybe.
Hoos, what about you?
I'm sorry, who were you talking about again?
Josh Allen.
Allen? Five, I'd say.
The guy has three passing touchdowns on the season.
Jesus.
He actually has more rushing touchdowns than passing touchdowns.
I guess that's why it feels like he has more.
Yeah, ridiculous. He has just been horrible. LeSean McCoy, this guy's getting RB1 volume, but he still isn't doing much with it. Start sit LeSean McCoy against Miami. Would you play him over Gus Edwards, Hoos?
I think I still would, just based off of volume. And I know we're going to see Lamar still out there for one more week. I think I'd still rather roll out McCoy.
What about Jordan
I'm not
Howard?
The biggest Gus Edwards.
Really? He seems like the kind of guy that you'd like.
I mean, I do like him, but I just don't. I don't know. I feel like he's going to turn into a pumpkin soon.
He's kind of like Gus a LeGarrette Blount.
If Gus Edwards is healthy, you're playing him this week against Atlanta.
So you would play him over LeSean McCoy?
Absolutely.
Okay. What about Jordan Howard? LeSean McCoy or Jordan Howard?
That one's close for me.
I'm playing Shady over Howard.
Yeah, I would lean Shady just because he's better, but I think Howard has a good week. I really do against the Giants.
Okay. Kenyon Drake moved to the Dolphins side of the ball. He did get a shoulder injury. Only 13 total touches for Drake last week, but he did get in the end zone a couple times. The 5 for 64 and a touchdown through the air helped a ton. He only saw 47% of the snaps. That's not what you want from your fourth round pick. Frank Gore saw 53% of the snaps, but he didn't get into the end zone. Is either guy actually worth playing against that Bills defense? I think you got to bench both of them.
I have Drake going in some deeper leagues, not because I want to.
Define deeper.
14 team, okay. 3 flex.
Gotcha. Okay. Who's Danny Amendola or Kenny Stills? Kenny Stills came out today and was kind of complaining about his lack of usage. Who would you rather play? I know you're a huge Stills fan.
Yeah, I think I'd rather play Stills just because of we haven't seen Amendola play well with his with Tannehill all season.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Yeah, and then as well, he's not even that healthy, so I think I lean Stills.
All right, let's move on. Denver Broncos at the Cincinnati Bengals. Case Keenum does suck, but this is a great matchup. Would you stream Keenum against Cincinnati or Mayfield against Houston, Lucas?
Ooh, that's a really good question. And when we come to the streamer section, we might find out. But I think I would lean Baker slightly over Case this week.
What about you, Hoos? Keenum or Baker?
Give me Keenum.
Okay. Philip Lindsay, you got to play this guy, especially this week. That Bengals defense is horrible. Emmanuel Sanders, 30.4% target share last week. Guys, that may not sound like a lot. 30.4% is a huge amount of the target share. 7 for 86 and a touchdown. Only one game on the season with fewer than 10 PPR points. 6 of his 11 games have gone for more than 15. That may not seem like it, but he's a consistent guy with a decent upside. Emmanuel Sanders has been...
Absolutely. We predicted here on Sleeper Wire that Sanders would be the number one wide receiver by the end of the season. He started out that way, and he has continued that way. No question here. And I believe he's a top 12 wide receiver right now, no?
I don't think he's quite there yet, but he's definitely top 20.
Yeah, I think he's borderline. I think he's 15th right now. But he's hovering. I know he's a little banged up right now, so he's got a heel. He was limited today. So he's questionable against Cincinnati. He's probably still going to roll out there, but definitely something you want to keep an eye on. But yeah, he's been studly. He's been studly.
So he's 13 in PPR right now.
Yeah.
13. Okay. Yeah. Right there on the cusp. Cortland Sutton, do we see it this week?
I think so.
What are we asking for exactly?
I mean, anything fantasy relevant, because we haven't seen it since Demaryius Thomas left.
I think he gets you about 8 to 9 points.
So you're not playing him in a PPR?
Probably not.
Not much probably not. There.
I mean, unless there's a like multiplex, you know, I'm playing like two flex or something, and I got my three wide receivers already. Sure, but okay. Otherwise, I don't know. Even then, I think I'd rather play Riddick over him, who was dropped in a ton of leagues.
Yeah, well, was he dropped in a ton of leagues, or was he just not owned in a ton of leagues? I think that's much more
likely.
No,
he definitely
likely.
Got picked up with Kerryon going down.
Okay. Let's move to the Bengals. Jeff Driscoll getting the start this week since Andy Dalton went on the season-ending IR with a thumb injury. Joe Mixon, a solid play. Tyler Boyd did well with Driscoll last week. You playing him this week?
I'm playing Boyd for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared of Boyd.
Don't be scared. CJ Uzuma, do we see it this week from him? Do you think Driscoll is going to rely on those over-the-middle tight end passes, Hoos?
I mean, we've seen, what do you have, like 13 targets last week or something ridiculous like that? I mean, they didn't amount to much. But, yeah, he's probably still going to see his targets. So, I mean, you're starting him in the PPR.
Moving on here, Ravens at Falcons. Guys, this could be a really fun game to watch. Lamar Jackson is a great stream this week. Kind of a selfish question here, because as we talked about a couple weeks ago, this is just a platform for us to talk about our leagues, really. Thanks for tuning
that
in,
That was a
everybody.
Great episode, I thought.
Yeah.
Where we just, talked about our own teams.
Would you guys flex Lamar Jackson or Austin Eckler in a super flex? This is my money league. If things go south for me this week, then depending on what happens, I might be out of the playoffs. If I win, I'm guaranteed in. Jackson or Eckler? It's a PPR.
What are you thinking?
I think you got to go Jackson. Kind of what I was saying earlier is he's a running back who touches the ball every single play and can also throw it, kind of. They're going against Atlanta, which is the absolute worst against the run. So I think Jackson has a pretty safe floor.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I got to agree there.
I might listen to the Sleeper Wire show.
I think you should.
Yeah, they do a good job. Yeah, they're pretty okay. Gus Edwards looks like the truth. 17 carries for 115 yards and a touchdown in week 11. 23 for 118 last week. No work in the receiving game, but the volume is 100% there for this guy. Who would you rather play this week, Gus Edwards or Aaron Jones?
Give me Aaron.
It is Aaron, but don't sleep on Gus.
It's closer than it should be, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I lean Aaron Jones as well, but this is something I've seen on Twitter. People are asking this question. Are you guys playing any wide receivers from the Ravens? Willie Snead honestly looks like the best one with Lamar Jackson. But anyone from Willie Snead, Michael Crabtree, or John Brown?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, rest in peace, guys. I mean, yep. John Brown had an excellent fantasy season.
If you had to pick a team to play a wide receiver from, would you rather play a Ravens wide receiver or a Jaguars wide receiver?
Jaguars,
even Miami.
Okay.
I think Kessler has to throw.
Yeah.
Nah, Colts are going to dominate, six straight, going for that wild card. Ah, it's going to be fun. Matt Ryan at home. You got to love it. Got to play him. Tevin Coleman, do you bench him against the Ravens? He has not been really that great since taking over the starting role for Devonta Freeman. Is he benchable?
He is benchable depending on who you have, but that's the question. Who do you have?
Right. But let me start, sit Tevin Coleman. Give me an answer.
Flex.
Oh, man. Yeah, who's taking the cop-out answer? I'm going to say bench.
I'm not starting him in my running back slot. So,
okay.
No.
I'm leaning sit. Yeah, I'm leaning sit.
Okay. Julio Jones is amazing, having a phenomenal season, the best season in a long time. 1,305 receiving yards on the season, and we still have 5 weeks left, guys. Six straight weeks with over 100 yards. Eight of his 11 games this season have been over 100. This guy is a beast. The touchdowns, honestly, are just icing on the cake for Julio Jones. Austin Hooper, would you play him or Trey Burton?
Hooper.
Hooper.
What about David Njoku?
Njoku.
Over Burton, you're saying?
Njoku over almost anybody.
Or Hooper.
Yeah, Njoku or Hooper?
Njoku.
I'm going to go Hooper.
Ooh.
Okay, wow. Kind of surprised there. I'm going to go with Njoku there as well. Rams at Lions. As we said before, it's been too long since we've seen this exciting Rams offense on the field. Honestly, guys, play all of them. Jared Goff, Todd Gurley, Robert Woods, Brandon Cooks, Josh Reynolds, and even Gerald Everett has been great recently. We don't really have to spend a whole lot of time on the Rams just because they are so good. You got to play all of these guys. Matthew Stafford, honestly, is probably going to have to throw. I mean, I think game script is one of the dumbest things that we can try to predict because it seems like every time, right. Oh, this game's going to be amazing or this game's going to be defensive, blah, blah, blah. It's always bad.
Can I say something quickly wrong, about that?
Like, nope.
When we
yeah, go ahead.
Look, when we are apologizing the following day about we're sorry for recommending whoever we recommended, it's because of the game script. It's because we thought the game script was going to, you know, benefit one guy.
Yeah,
that's usually the reason why. And yeah, you're 100% right. We can never guess game script, so
right,
we're throwing
ducks. Yeah, that's one of the most unpredictable things to try to go for. But, yeah, getting back to Matthew Stafford here, would you play Matthew Stafford or Lamar Jackson? I mean, I see Matthew Stafford on waivers.
Yeah, we had talked about this a couple weeks ago.
I would play, I think, this week Matthew Stafford against the Rams. They do get Aqib Talib back, but I think he's going to have to throw. You know, I'm going to pull a hoose and talk myself out of this one.
Please do. Start Lamar Jackson.
Yes, Lamar Jackson over Matthew Stafford.
Lamar Jackson has a 10-point floor. He's going to get 100 rushing yards against Atlanta. So then everything else he does is bonus, and Stafford's probably going to have – I mean, he's probably going to have 4 interceptions this
week. At least
week.
I didn't go full hoose and talk myself into and then out of and then back into a play.
And then back into, yeah. Look.
That's the rare one when you get the twofer.
You don't
oh,
go
man.
Full hoose. Everyone knows this.
You don't go full hoose.
You don't go full hoose. Everyone knows this.
Oh, man. I hope whoever produces this show is going to make that the title. Never go full hoose. What about Stafford or Baker Mayfield?
Baker. For sure.
Yeah,
Baker against Houston in Houston.
Yes.
Okay. So of the three, Stafford, Jackson, Mayfield, we're going Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Baker there.
No, so you're taking Baker over Jackson.
I'm real close with those two. I have with Winston, Baker. Baker and Lamar, I have real close.
I've just seen Baker throw touchdowns, and I mean.
He's a monster.
We have yet
Lamar
to see
run,
Lamar Jackson
run in
throw.
For one. I haven't seen him throw. So.
I think he's got one, but yeah, he's only. I don't think he's cleared 160 passing yards yet.
Yeah, that scares me.
They're not trusting him to throw the ball that much.
Yeah, they don't need to, man.
Yeah.
Kerryon Johnson may see the field this week, but he did not practice on Thursday. The Lions did bring in CJ Anderson for a workout. This is just a depth move, but honestly, this does not bode well for Kerryon Johnson coming back this season. He's no threat to take work away from Kerryon if he's playing, but this makes me lean towards we might not see him again this year. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I have to agree with you.
I have to agree that I think you're wrong.
Why?
We need Kerryon.
I mean, we need him, sure.
We want him on our teams.
We want him on teams. I think he's back. I hope that he's back by playoffs, but I mean, they already have. Look, why are you adding C.J. Anderson if you already have LeGarrette Blunt?
Yeah. Speaking of LeGarrette Blunt, though, do you like LeGarrette Blunt this week if Kerryon is out? He had a monster game on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, I mean, I'd use him. I think he could get a touchdown. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, what do you have, 20, 22 totes or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't get that much.
80-plus yards, a couple touchdowns. Yeah, he was great. Marvin Jones hit the IR and is done for season. Lucas, does this move Bruce Ellington into flex territory, or can you find maybe better options? I'm talking about in a PPR league. Obviously, Bruce Ellington has little to no value in a standard, but in a PPR, does this move him into flex?
Yes, it does. Bruce. He's not bad.
No.
Bruce Ellington is not a bad player, and that kind of immediately propels him into the number two wide receiver spot for, you know, Matthew Stafford, which Stafford doesn't have to have a great fantasy game for his wide receivers to be productive.
That's true. Speaking of his wide receivers, Kenny Golladay, you got to play this guy. He is the man now. Got to be in your lineup. Moving on, Kansas City Chiefs at the Oakland Raiders. You're starting all Chiefs, just like you're starting all Rams. Pat Mahomes, Kareem Hunt, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce. These guys are 100% in your lineup every single week. Pat Mahomes, by the way, 37 touchdowns on the season. That's just bonkers. The next closest
is godly.
Yeah, the next closest is Drew Brees with 29. We still have 5 games left. He might break Peyton Manning's record.
That's godly, man. That's just...
Yeah.
Adam said it best, man. Like, I think he called him a football god.
That's what he named him in our Sleeper Wire crew league.
Yeah.
he nicknamed Pat Mahomes football god. Yeah, that's funny. Sammy Watkins did not practice on Thursday, but this Chris Conley maybe? This Chiefs team is going to light up the Raiders, guys. This is going to be a lot of fantasy points on at least that side of the football. But, Lucas, do you like any Raiders this week? Maybe Derek Carr as a streaming option because they're going to have to throw to keep up. Possibly Jared Cook. Is there anyone on the Raiders that you're even considering?
Yeah, there's several. Wait, no, there's not. There's nobody that I'm considering on the Raiders this week. Jared Cook, he's actually been fairly reliable. So maybe
I would completely disagree. But... he hasn't been reliable since week 2.
Yeah, he's been terrible.
I mean, the tight end spot's pretty awful this
year.
He's
been Jared Cook since like week 5.
I mean, I think
you leave him there just because the tight end position is so terrible. So, as I think Lucas is alluding to, you leave him there, and whatever you get from him, you might get a bounce back huge game. So.
You can say what you want, but he's the number 5 tight end.
Right, but those are fluctuating games.
I mean,
like,
I know. I'm there. I get you, but who else,
number 5.
Yeah.
No way. I need to check this.
No,
There's no way.
No, yeah. He is 100%. I mean, and that's not even... I think in some leagues, he's even higher.
Wow.
He has 609 receiving yards.
Surprising stat of the night.
I mean, yeah, come on now.
No way. Jared Cook, would you rather play him or Herndon?
Cook?
Jesus.
I'd rather have Cook.
I mean, I'd rather have Cook based off of his year. But if I'm just looking at Jared Cook versus Herndon, and I don't see their numbers, I'm probably playing. Well, obviously, I'd have to see their numbers to play Herndon, I guess, but.
Cook has 3 touchdowns in the last 5 weeks and 2 touchdowns in the last 2.
Yeah.
And Kansas City has given up the second most points to tight ends. So I think Cook's a good play this week.
Okay.
Yeah, they're 30 against the tight ends. So, yeah. Oof.
Oh, man. The 2 for 32 does not give me a lot of hope. But yeah, you're right.
And a touch.
Tight end 5 is whew. All right. Moving on, Jets at Titans. Sam Darnold returned to practice in a limited fashion on Wednesday. Robbie Anderson also returned to practice this week on Thursday. Isaiah Crowell, I mean, this guy's been trash recently. Under 10 points in 5 of the last 6 weeks. And that other game, he had 11.7 because he happened to get into the end zone on his 7 carries for 19 yards. This guy's been horrible. He does have the ability to get those 200-yard games, but terrible. Chris Herndon may be the only Jet that you can play. Even then, that's iffy, unless you're Hoos and you're like, oh, Herndon's my guy.
I mean, he had 7 catches last week.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Any other Jet you'd like to play, though?
Man, maybe Curse. Maybe in a deep league.
Corey Davis, he's starting to look impressive. The big playability is there. We just want to see the targets go up. He can put up huge games for you, but he's super inconsistent. That said, Lucas, start sit Corey Davis against the Jets.
I think he's startable at this point.
Oh, man. I've been feeling like he's been startable all season, and I've been back and forth. You know, you guys have made fun of me for my love for Corey Davis at some points in the season.
I have, for sure. Because he wasn't – it was me. No, it was solely me against you, and for good reason. They hadn't shown us anything except for, like, the last few weeks here.
Yeah, I just had belief in what they had to do as a team. They had to look into this guy being the guy that they drafted him out to be. So, I mean, and he's shown flashes. It's just that I think Mariota, he's a little breezy. I mean, he likes to pass around, and there's nobody good to pass to. So why isn't he getting 30% of the target shares is my question.
Well, speaking of Marcus Mariota, three of his last 4 weeks with over 22 fantasy points.
Solid.
I mean, he did get injured in week 11 against the Colts, and I'm not sure if he was actually injured or if he was just sick of getting hit, because that Colts defense rocked Marcus Mariota that game. I think he was just like, you know what, Blaine, you can get in there and get hit for a while. I'm done.
Man,
oh, Jonnu Smith caught a touchdown three of the last 4 weeks. The floor seems low, but he does have four straight weeks with double-digit points. Who's Jonnu or Herndon?
I think I still lean Herndon off of volume.
What about Jonnu or Uzuma?
Again, Uzuma over of volume.
What about you, Lucas? Jonnu, Herndon, Uzuma.
Jonnu won me a week last week, and it was a very important week, so it's tough for me to go against him. But I think I'm going to lean Uzuma out of these three, surely because he had 12 targets last week, and he seems like he may be at least getting some volume.
All right, moving on here, Vikings at Patriots. Should be a good game here. Kirk Cousins is a quarterback 12 in the season. I like him against New England this week. Dalvin Cook looks decent. But he needs the volume. He's not getting that. Hopefully he gets that this week. Adam Thielen is still the wide receiver one in all of fantasy. 9 games with over 100 yards, 8 touchdowns on the season. Just a beast. Stephon Diggs expects to play this week, which is great news for the Vikings. And Kyle Rudolph, 7 for 63 last week. Hasn't found the end zone since week 3, but did put up a pretty good PPR game. That said, is he droppable?
Coming off his best game in a while? No, he actually looked like he was part of the offense again.
I mean, he's still owned in 20% or still available in 20% of leagues.
Yeah, I assume those are leagues that are like 18 leagues.
Okay. All right. Tom Brady is the quarterback 14 on the season. He was not drafted as a QB 14 at all. Is he still a must play, or should he be benched this week against Minnesota, Hoos?
He should be benched. I mean, and if you guys remember, yeah, you guys were both, I believe, on the show when we had Jason Moore on the show, and when we did the Moores and Boars.
Moores and Boars, that was great.
Tom Brady was one of my Boars. If you recall, it was a bold call at the time. But, I mean, I alluded to his playoff schedule last year. Well, he absolutely killed you. He had like 12 points and like 13 or 15 points or something like that. He absolutely lost you your playoffs. Like if you started him, he didn't help you at all. He lost you your game because 12 points doesn't do it. So, no, you can't start Tom Brady, I don't think. At this point, you're hoping for him to bounce back. It's more faith at this point than anything.
Yeah, completely agree. Lucas, James White or Sony Michel this week if he plays?
Sony Michel.
Okay. Josh Gordon or Edelman?
Edelman.
Oh, I'm still on the Josh Gordon train. Is there anyone you're considering playing over Rob Gronkowski? So if you're one of those guys who likes to have two tight ends like Hoos and I, Njoku or Gronkowski?
It's Gronk. And it's Gronk. Maybe Flex Njoku.
All right, Jared Cook or Gronk?
He's a tight end 5 for the season, which he actually is.
Jared Cook over everybody else.
Thinking I'm making up stats over here.
It sounds
obviously Gronk.
Incorrect. I mean, you say obviously Gronk. Gronk is a tight end two right now. That's how bad he's been. This is a horrible position.
Yeah, he's healthy now, though.
I mean, he's
What about Gronk or Olsen?
Olsen. I mean, it's Gronk. If Gronk's healthy, it's Gronk, right?
I'm going to go Olsen this week simply because the team he's going against is their 29th. Tampa Bay, they're just terrible.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah.
So I'm going to just solely off of that, the matchup. But otherwise, I'd go Gronk.
All right, last Sunday afternoon game here, 49ers at Seahawks. Matt Breda, two straight weeks with over 100 yards. He's been great, and it's a nice matchup for him against Seattle. Both Pierre Garçon and Marquise Goodwin are questionable. Garçon's questionable with injury, and Marquise Goodwin still dealing with an off-the-field family issue. We have no idea what's going on there, but thoughts and prayers, positive vibes, all sent his way, hoping that everything is going well for him. You know, we can talk a lot of crap about fantasy players, but when it's something personal, it comes to family off the field, we never want to see that affect their career. So hopefully his family will be able to get that all worked out, but he is questionable for Sunday. I don't think he's going to play since he did get excused from practice yet again.
Right. Yeah. I don't think he's expected to play.
Nope. Not
anymore. I believe that was the report.
Yep. George Kittle is a must play, even with Nick Mullins, who has declined every week since his great start. Russell Wilson, I like him this week at home, actually. Chris Carson, he's been getting solid work and has been pretty productive. He's not a true bell cow, but he has gotten more work than both Mike Davis and Rashad Penny combined, so he's someone that you want to have out there in your lineup. But this backfield gets crowded this week. J.D. McKissic comes back from his 12-week absence from injury, and I know it may seem like J.D. McKissic, like he's irrelevant. McKissic is a great PPR running back. I'm not saying that he's great for fantasy, but he has the ability to put up a Tariq Cohen-like performance.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I just think that Mike Davis has probably done similar to earn his keep in that same role.
McKissic is by far the best pass catching back on that team.
I think we've seen Mike Davis do it for just as much at the same time.
Ah, I don't know. Anyways, it's still Chris Carson, no matter what.
Yeah.
Lucas, Doug Baldwin or Tyler Lockett?
Lockett. Lock it in.
Hoos, what about you? I'm on the Lockett side as well.
Jesus.
Come on.
I want to say Lockett, but I'm going to say Baldwin. I'm going to say Baldwin because I think Baldwin seemed encouraged about his health recently. He didn't have any setbacks. He said he came out and said he was encouraged behind it.
How's he been doing, though?
One good game.
He hasn't been good. I think he does finally hit some strides. I mean, Baldwin, he is an older player, but I don't think he's that much older. What is Baldwin, 29, 30? So I think he's still got some left in the tank. I don't think he's washed.
Hoos, Lucas, guess what time it is? We are done with the Sunday afternoon games. You know what that means, right?
My time to shine.
Prime time. Lucas, Mr. Primetime himself, take us to Sunday Night Football.
All right, we have the Chargers at the Steelers. This should be a really good game with some serious playoff implications. I know it's not a divisional game here, but two teams that are very hot right now. And honestly, both are teams that have a small chance, but honestly, they're both teams that could make it to the playoffs. They're both good. They have a lot going for them on offense and defense each. Perhaps the best game of the week going into the season, best game of the week here for week 13. Phillip Rivers is the number 9 quarterback on the season. He's 8th in passing yards and 4th in TDs. I think he's put up at least 2 touchdowns every single game this season. He is a must start. Not someone putting up huge numbers, but he's Mr. Reliable. Melvin Gordon is going to be missing a couple of weeks, if not, you know, looking to be 3 or 4. So you may not have him for your fantasy playoffs at all. That is painful. Hopefully you have Austin Eckler, but we'll see. And, you know, if you weren't able to get Eckler, go see if Jackson is available.
Oh, yeah.
Because that guy is more of the early down work back. And I bet he's going to get some touches. I bet you he's going to get some touches. He looked pretty good with his few touches that I saw him with.
I'm thinking 60-40 Eckler.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, that's
I'm going to lean Jackson side.
60-40 Jackson.
Yeah, just because of what we've seen, I think Jackson replaces Melvin Gordon. I don't think it's the other way around. Like, okay. we've seen Eckler be good in a smaller role. I think they want to keep it that way.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think Eckler still gets plenty of touches though, so we'll see. And Eckler, even though he's a small guy, he's decent in pass blocking.
I'm still rolling out Eckler. I have tons of confidence in him though.
Okay, so moving on here. Keenan Allen must start. He's starting to come on here late in the season. He kind of fell off a little bit and disappeared on you early in the season, but he's really coming on now, looking good. Rivers is turning to him and relying on him often. Mike Williams had 2 touchdowns last week. What do you guys think here? What do you think about Mike Williams going into this week? Do you think he has a role every single week?
Oh, man, like we said he did earlier in the season. I think you can flex him this week and hope for a touchdown.
Okay. I wouldn't feel super good about it. I'm looking for other options. If it's me, I was high on Mike Williams early in the season. He has a ton of talent, but the ball is spread around so much there, it's difficult for me.
Yeah, I'm with you, Lucas.
All righty, flipping to the other side here. Big Ben, Mr. Lose the Game himself. I mean, no one can believe what was going on there. There was some major playoff implications by...
He blamed a lot of his teammates. He did.
It's like, Big Ben, man, there was 2 guys on the other team that would have caught that ball before your intended target. So that's on you, buddy. That is on you. He's on waiver wires in a couple of leagues apparently here for Chris. Chris, are these small 8-10 team leagues here?
No, one's a 10, one's a 12. I could not believe that 2 people dropped Roethlisberger. I've got a league where I have Luck and Ryan, and I still put in a claim for Roethlisberger, and I didn't get him. But I couldn't believe I saw him on 2 different waivers this week. Guys, check. He might have been dropped in your league.
He wasn't dropped in any of my 8, but if he is, go pick him up. I know people were frustrated that he may have lost them a week, but you know, don't read too much into that. He is 2nd in the NFL for passing yards, tied for 7th in touchdowns. He does lead all quarterbacks with 12 interceptions, so that's not great. And the Chargers, he may add a few more to that, but Big Ben is still a good quarterback for you going forward.
And them playoffs, man, look good for him. I mean, he's got Oakland week 14 for you. If you're starting there, if you don't have your bye, that's juicy.
James Conner, you're playing him every week. Antonio Brown, every week. Juju, every week. Vance McDonald, dealing with a little bit of a hip injury, but he has been pretty good for you in this tied in barren wasteland that we call the 2018-2019 fantasy season. I'm not sure that I can trust him with the hip injury, but you may not have any better options unless you listen to the end of our show here. Going into Monday Night Football, we have the Redskins at the Eagles. As a Cowboy fan, I am interested in this game, but I'm not very excited in this game. The Eagles have been playing horribly. The Redskins, you know, they're nothing really, you know, nothing too exciting to watch. I am excited to see Chris Thompson maybe get back on the field and do something. This guy was a monster last year who we have seen nothing from because of a couple different injuries.
You starting him right away, though?
No, I'm not. I need to see 1 week. I need to see a week of usage and him actually being used. Colt McCoy at quarterback, guys. Is this a guy that you're streaming in any leagues?
No way.
I'll take that as a no. Adrian Peterson did not practice on Thursday. If he misses, are you guys going to start Capri Bibbs?
I picked him up. I can't bring myself to start him, but I picked him up just in case.
I think it's going to be Byron Marshall if he's not playing. I don't think it'll be Bibbs. Bibbs plays for Chris Thompson, not for AP. So I think we might see Byron Marshall. But I think
full disclosure, I've never heard that name before.
Yeah, you have. He had a couple big games with the Eagles a couple years ago, I think.
Oh, I don't remember that.
He had
a 200-yard game or something like that.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
So you heard it here first. Byron Marshall's going to have a 200-yard game.
There we go.
Against his own team, You did not hear that.
If that's the case, Hoos, you have to do the whole. You have to do next week's show naked.
Oh fuck!
Fortunately, we don't put this on video on YouTube. But
yeah. Thanks. I'm sure we're all thankful.
Winter.
You just have to be cold.
No more images here. Moving on with Jordan Reed. Three good to great weeks in a row. 7 for 71 and a TD in week 11. 6 for 75 last week. Colt McCoy is targeting this guy, something that Alex Smith was reluctant to do for whatever reason. Reed is a bit banged up. Who would have thunk it? So maybe you pick up Vernon Davis just in case, which Vernon Davis isn't a bad option if Reed happens to not play. Flipping to the other side of the ball, Carson Wentz started off, you know, after he got healthy, he was actually a pretty decent quarterback, and then he hit his bye and came back and it's like the Space Jam movie where the powers are just sucked out of him, and all of a sudden he took his bye and all of his powers were sucked out of him, and he did not know how to throw a football anymore. He's had 3 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks, including 156 for 0 in what we thought would be a juicy matchup against New Orleans.
Ooh, juicy.
Not a great offense right now. I don't think Wentz is someone that you are very happy to play this week in your first round of the playoffs or your last regular season game leading into the playoffs.
Can we make Hoos's new nickname the Juicy Prophet?
If you can get our listeners to sign off on that, I'm okay.
Guys, everybody who listens, please go on Twitter, prof underscore Chris SW, Sleepwire Hoos, that's what you are. No, Hoos the Prophet on Twitter. Tweet.
Wilson, hashtag, get that going on.
Hashtag Juicy Hoos.
Oh, gosh.
Wilson, you get it started. We'll retweet it. We'll try to get it out there.
Yeah, I know there's a couple people that will here. And let's not make this a thing, guys. Seriously, no. Josh Adams has looked solid the last couple of weeks with all the touches he's given. Last week, he got a full complement of work, and he looked great. Josh Adams may win some people some playoff games this, you know, going down the stretch here. He was a great late-season add. 22 rushes for 84 yards and a touchdown last week. Adams or Edwards this week, guys?
Adams.
I'm taking Edwards.
I like them both. I do like them both. I think I would lean Edwards if he is healthy and playing. Alshon Jeffrey, Golden Tate, Nelson Aguilar. Any of these guys that you are happy to start this week?
I think I'd flex Alshon. I think he bounces.
I'd flex Tate.
If I can help it, I'm not playing any of them, but it would be Jeffrey for me if I had to choose one.
Yeah.
Zach Ertz is the number one tight end on the seeding, leading all tight ends with 84 receptions already, second in receiving yards, and third in touchdowns. What a stud.
Man, 84 catches, and we're not even to week 13 yet.
That's right.
Nuts.
That's
this right. Guy's going to end up with 120.
He is balling out. And with that, we're going to go ahead and flex on him.
Ooh. Let's flex those muscles, guys. You guys listen to the show for the first time. What we do here is I have two players, this guy or this guy. No explanation, nothing. Just give me a name. Who would you rather flex this week? And we'll go the order, Lucas, Hoos, then myself. Kicking it off, Anthony Miller or Jarvis Landry?
Miller.
Ooh.
Miller.
Adam Humphries or Devin Funchess?
Humphries.
Humphries.
Humphries for me. Danny Amendola or Cortland Sutton?
Sutton.
Sutton for sure.
Ooh, I'm going to go Sutton as well. Jalen Richard or Peyton Barber?
Barber.
I knew it.
Richard. Kansas City. Yeah.
Yep.
They're going to be behind. He's going to get some touches.
Josh Reynolds or Corey Davis?
Give me Josh Reynolds.
Reynolds.
I'm going to take Davis in this one. Josh Gordon or Sterling Shepard?
Gordon.
I'm going to say Shepard bounces back.
I'm going Gordon. Isaiah Crowell or Tevin Coleman?
Gross.
I know.
Coleman.
I'm taking Coleman.
I'm going Crowell.
Dalvin Cook or Chris Carson? Last one here.
Cook.
Carson.
I'm going to go Cook as well. I think the volume finally comes back. All right, guys, moving into our last segment here, Streamer Wire. Each one of us has a quarterback and a tight end that you can stream this week. And I'm going to kick it off here. My quarterback, Lamar Jackson, we've talked about him a bunch, 51.1% owned in ESPN leagues. The passing yardage may not be there, but the rushing yards certainly are. Jackson has 190 rushing yards in his first two NFL starts. That's 19 points over 2 weeks just from running the ball. Add in a rushing touchdown in there as well on the ground. I mean, the guy is pretty damn good. I think you can put him out there as a stream. Lucas, let's move to you. Your streaming quarterback of the week.
Streaming quarterback of the week is Mr. Case Keenum, the number one best college quarterback ever. Like I said, 19% owned since he has given up the most points to quarterbacks, and I expect Keenum to have a decent game.
Hoos, moving on to you.
I'm going to go with Marcus Mariota. The guy only had four home games so far, which is kind of crazy when you think about it. He's going to be at home against the Jets. I think he continues on to having a decent, you know, other than that Indianapolis game where he only got two points for you. Other than that, he had 26.8, 26.3, and 25.9 in his last game. I think he's going to be a nice, he gives you about 20 points, I think, easily this week in week 13 for you.
Let's move
and
to
only 20% owned.
Only 20% owned?
Only 20% owned.
For Colt
actually,
McCoy.
18.9 if you want to be specific.
Okay. Let's move to tight end here. Let's do a little snake. Hoos, let's go the opposite direction. Kick it off here.
So for tight end, it's not Perte at all.
It isn't.
But I'm going to go Tyler Higbee. Tyler Higbee simply because Gerald Everett, while he seems to be the number one guy there as far as the tight end, Tyler Higbee caught six, balls for 63 yards. And the week before that, he caught a touchdown. So he had he delivered 11 points for you in back-to-back PPR weeks. I think we don't know who that other option is for sure, between the tight ends. Everett seems to be the guy, but who knows? I mean, Goff may be able to support too. I'm going to take a gamble and say that you're going to, and I don't think it's a huge one either, Tyler Higbee, I think you can fire him up this week in that high-octane offense.
Mr. Primetime, your tight end.
We're going to go ahead and go with Mr. Uzomah. His name is fun to say, and he's only 26% owned. Denver's poor against the tight ends, and Uzomah had 12 targets last week. I don't expect that amount, but generally with new quarterbacks coming in, they do like to rely on the easier high percentage passes to get their confidence up. Look for Uzomah to have 7 to 9 targets this week.
That is a gross streaming option. But you know what? That's where we are with tight ends this year.
Yeah, it's always.
My tight end, if he's available, Cameron Bray, he's 61% owned, so he might still be out there. And it's the touchdowns. That's it. He's a reliable safety blanket for Jameis Winston. And when a quarterback throws as much as Winston does, the tight end is going to get some targets. And also, Cameron Bray is great in the red zone. And guys, that is going to wrap it up for the Week 13 weekend preview. Please follow us on Twitter at Sleeper Show, at Sleeper Hoos, at Sleeper LBB, and at Prof underscore Chris SW. Follow us on the Sleeper app, Professor Chris, Prophet Hoos, and Sleeper LBB, and then on Fantasy Life as well, Professor Chris and Hoos the Prophet. Well, hey. Juicy Hoos and Primetime Lucas, thanks for joining me again.
Wraps up another one. Go Cowboys.
That's not going away.
Getting them championships.
Good,
going away.
Good luck this week. Thanks for tuning in. Get that win to get into the championship or to get that number one seed. Or you know what? Play spoiler and keep somebody else out. Have a good one, guys. We will catch you next week for the first week of the playoffs. Have a good one.